Hey, this morning we're going to talk about something fun coming up this weekend, June 19th and 20th, the community of Adair celebrating Chuck Wagon Days once again this year. Cindy Grubbs is with us here this morning. She's president of the Adair Chamber of Commerce, and they're the folks that are helping to put on Chuck Wagon Days here this weekend. Cindy, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much. Talk a little bit about the Adair Chamber of Commerce. Are y'all pretty active?
Yes, we are. We usually do two events each year. We do the Chuck Wagon and we do the Halloween.
Sure. Very good.
Yep.
Well, these summer festivals are usually pretty well attended, and I assume that's been the case for Chuck Wagon Days over the years.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I know it's kind of changed a little bit over the years. The name has changed a little bit, the focus and all that stuff, but still, it's a lot of local things for local folks, right?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about Chuck Wagon Days, Friday, June 19th and Saturday, June 20th. Lots of activities going on in Adair. Looks like on Friday it's mostly in the late afternoon and evening, and you've got a lot of different events going on. You want to run some of those down for us?
Yep, we kick it off at 1 o'clock at the Boys and Girls Club with kids games. It's open to the public, and then 5 o'clock we move to the Dare Park for the Dare Community at the Dare Community Building. The Dare Fire and Rescue is having their barbecue. That's an annual thing, but we moved it to the park this year with our road construction that's going on, and we have baseball game, ACGC, 4th and 5th grade, is playing at 5 o'clock on the baseball field in Adair Park. And the ACGC senior class bake sale is from 4:30 to 7. Lions Club Shack will be open for the public at 5 o'clock. Then we go into Little Miss and Mr. Adair for the 6 p.m., and then 6:30, we have bag registration, and at 7, bag tournament starts off, and that is hosted by Little Smiles. Then at 7:15 to 8:15, we have a DJ and kids foam party, and then ending the night from 9:15 to 10:15, we have the DJ glow foam party.
A lot of different things there. It sounds like there's a lot of stuff for the kids there, too, in the evening.
Yep.
Very good. The food is always a big draw, and I assume that's the case here, right?
Yes. We have the Lions Club Shack open, mm-hmm. and then we have the, like I said, the annual Dare Fire Department is having their grills on at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. How important is this event for the Adair Fire and Rescue? Does this raise a lot of money for them?
Yes, it does. It helps buy, I think, new equipment for them, new trucks and all that stuff. It brings in a lot of money, I think.
Yeah, I think we all know by now that with the amount of equipment needed, the number of hours of training that's needed by these volunteers, yes, they do get tax money through local communities, but that's nowhere near enough to be able to do the things that they need to do to support our communities. So these are very important events.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
and they're all volunteer fire department people, so.
Yeah. Thank goodness for them, because it's hard to find volunteers these days, that's for sure.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Cindy, speaking of volunteers, it takes a lot of volunteers to do something like this over a long weekend. Do you have a good group?
We usually have about 6 people that attend the annual chamber meeting, but we have a lot of volunteers throughout our community that steps up and helps with our activities. Like the Chuck Wagon, we have people that's volunteering to drive our golf carts. We supply every year to transport people to different locations.
Very good. Yeah, it takes all those folks to be able to do those things. And it takes a lot of folks, it looks like, to do things on Saturday, because you've got a packed schedule for Saturday. I'm not sure where to start, so let's just start in the morning with the breakfast.
Okay, to kick it off, 7 o'clock in the morning to 9:30, the Lions Club has their delicious breakfast. Come out and support the Lions Club. At 7 a.m., they kick off with the 5K and mile run that goes through Adair. The 7:30 is the 5K race. 8 a.m. is the mile race. And then at 8:30, we have a lady here in Adair that focuses on the kids' foot races. She's been doing this It's a family thing that her and her family's done throughout the years when I've been growing up. So that starts at 8:30. 10 a.m. we will have our parade lineup at the Dare Feed and Grain. Then 10:30 the parade starts. At 10 a.m. we even have swoops and scoops that will be in the park. 10:30 the Dare Fire and Rescue will kick off their barbecue again at the Dare Community Building. 11 a.m. to 1, we have the Methodist Church Lunch at Methodist Church Lawn. 11 a.m., we have the Tractor Show on Audubon Street. 11:30, we have Sand Volleyball. 12 p.m., we have Pickleball Tournament, and that's at the Boys and Girls Club. 12 to 2, the Lions Club Shack will be back open for sandwiches, popcorn, snow cones, and cold drinks. 12 to 4, the Vendor Market will be up on Audubon Street. 1 to 2:30, the Women's Club Bingo is in the Dare Park. From 1 to 3, the Carnival Games, the Balloon Guy Inflatables will be up at the Dare Park. 1 to 3 is the Fire Truck Rides. They will be picking up at a Dare Community Building. 1:30 to 3:30, we have a scavenger hunt, ages 10 to plus. 6 to 10, we have the Rocket Fuel Barbecue on Audubon Street. And then 9 to 12, we have the street dance featuring Jesse Wilson.
All right, that's a big day. Now, this is America's 250th birthday. Are you incorporating that into this?
Yes, we are, sir. Our slogan this year is Paving the Way, Celebrating America's 250 Years of Progress.
All right, so we should see a little bit of that probably in the parade and some other things.
Yes, our grand marshals, we are honoring our serving and our retirement military.
Oh, very good. Excellent. And the parade, you mentioned the lineup around 10 o'clock at the Adair Feed and Grain, and then at 10:30 they'll get started. Will they pretty much use the same parade route they've used in the past?
This year we are going down Broad Street through the Dare City Park, up 4th Street, and then down Adair Street.
Okay, very good. Lots of shade?
Yep.
All right, perfect.
Yes, I hope so.
Folks love to put those chairs in those shady spots.
Yep, I hope this rain stays away for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, looking ahead to the evening hours, too, I'm going to bite here because I'm not sure what this means. What is Rocket Fuel Barbecue?
That is a vendor that we have coming in. I'm not really for sure. Our lady that owns the Blue Goose Richter Bar found them, so I'm not really for sure what all they have to serve.
All right.
Well, but it sounds delicious.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. Now, the street dance is going to feature Jesse Wilson. What kind of music will we hear?
I think you will hear a mixture of everything, like country to maybe rock.
Okay, so everybody will find something that they can enjoy.
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, tractor show during the day, too, is that usually pretty well attended?
Yes, it is. We have a guy that works down at John Deere that puts it on every year for us, Matt Klein, and he does an excellent job.
Good. Well, I know a lot of guys like to bring those in from a long way just to show them off.
Yep.
All right. Excellent. Now, otherwise, all the activities around are going to be kind of centralized around the park outside of some of the specific ones we talked about, correct?
Right. Yep.
All right. Very good. So lots of food, it sounds like, and lots of opportunity for folks to get some cold drinks and have some fun, whether you're one who likes to sit in the chair and kind of enjoy some of the activities or get out and get the blood pumping and be a part of all those activities. You have a chance to do a little bit of everything there in Adair here this weekend. Well, it sounds like Chuck Wagon Days has got a lot of variety for folks to enjoy, so I hope folks sign up and register. Are there a lot of activities where they need to sign up ahead of time?
No, sir, there isn't. The only thing that I think you will have to sign up for is the 5K, the mile run, the sand volleyball, and the pickleball tournament down at Boys and Girls Club.
Okay. And even those events, it's just signing up a little bit beforehand, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Don't have to worry about doing it days in advance. All right. Very good. Well, it sounds like you've got things pretty well put together, Cindy. It sounds like you and the volunteers have done a great job. We appreciate all that you folks do. And, yeah, we're going to pray for nice weather here this Friday and Saturday and hope you have a great day with Chuck Wagon Days here this weekend in Adair. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you. Hope you guys can make it over.